So is the Republican nomination in 2024 going to be a battle royale? Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Everybody's making a big deal of Governor Ron DeSantis not seeking President Trump's endorsement in his reelection bid. I would venture to guess he really doesn't need anybody's endorsements. After all, he's a pretty popular guy in Florida these days. Bill Miller joins us, Republican strategist. Do you read anything into this, or do you think it's just him saying, I don't really need any endorsements, I'm doing fine?
Well, I do read a little bit into it, Jimmy. I think that, as you point out, Ron DeSantis does not need Donald Trump's endorsement to win re-election. He's a popular governor. He'll easily be re-elected. But what he's really signaling is separation from Trump. And I think if anyone doesn't believe that DeSantis will be someone running for president, they're making a mistake. He will be running for president. He will be running against Trump if he goes. And it does set up as a battle royale. And that's kind of the first. That's a pretty clear sign to me, but it may be, as you say, he just doesn't need the endorsement, but I think he's separating himself and he's going to run for president. No question.
You know, when, and if he does, you know, you seem to believe it's when, he's going to be running up if Trump decides to run, a man who's already been tested on the global stage. And Ron DeSantis, though he's a very effective governor of Florida, he has no background, no experience in being able to deal with the issues that are global issues now facing the country. And do you really believe that Republican voters are going to be split on this?
Well, I do. And I think that here's the speculation, and then it's purely speculation, you know. Trump had no experience before he was elected. He had never even held office. So that argument probably isn't the strongest one that could be made. The second one that will be made is that Donald Trump as a person is controversial. And there are certain parts of our voting populace who just don't like his personality. The Republican Party, the faithful, they love his politics. They love his style. And as a politician, he's aggressive. But I think that that's what Ron DeSantis, the model he's following, is he's aggressive, just like in Florida with the situation with Disney. Very decisive, very quick. And that's what Republican primary voters want to see from their nominee. So I think it sets up as a real, they're both alike in a way, but they're quite different in what their reputation is. And I think that the advantage reputationally is to DeSantis at this moment.
All right, Bill Miller, does age play into this at all, thanks to Joe Biden?
You know, age always plays in as a sidebar discussion. I think as long as the individual doesn't act like age is a factor, then it's a non-factor. It's just a number. But if you start acting like it's a number, more than a number, then it becomes a factor.
And how much of this is just speculation from the opposition trying to sow some discontent and division within the GOP?
Well, I think there's that. I think that that's happening on the Democratic side, too. You see a lot of people sort of starting to move and position, anticipating that Biden will not be the running for re-election. That's always going on, sure. And I think that that's just part of the political landscape. It's always shifting. And ambition really knows no bounds. So you always take advantage of any perceived opportunity. If there isn't a perceived opportunity, then you try and make one for yourself.
Yep, true enough. Thank you, Bill Miller. Appreciate it. Republican strategist.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, take care. Republican strategist Bill Miller here on News Radio 740 KTRH.